This is the troubleshooting video. So you just learned about what foods you got to stop eating, what foods you got to start focusing on, and sometimes there's some other issues going on that might not be resolved. So the first thing is people that don't eat enough. So one of the problems with some of these diets is you're eating so many vegetables and you're feeling full and you're going throughout the day, but you're not getting enough calories. So not getting enough calories actually will slow down your metabolism, it'll hamper your hormone production, and you won't feel as good. So especially if you've been doing, you know, low fat diet or trying to do low calorie to lose weight, it's really easy if you're used to, oh, avoid the full fat yogurt or avoid this, or, you know, avoid the almonds, they have a lot of calories in them, to not get enough calories, which is going to hurt your mood. You got to trust that when you're eating enough vegetables, eating enough protein, eating enough healthy fats, that your body is going to function so much better. You're going to be more full and satisfied. And when you eat this way, you can eat enough food and feel satisfied, and you're not going to gain crazy weight like you do when you have the harsh insulin spikes from eating sugar and white starch. With me personally, if I don't eat enough food, or if I mean, I don't even notice it sometimes. I'll just be going through the day eating, you know, some salads and some foods, and I start to feel, you know, lethargic, and I realize, oh, wait a minute, I haven't eaten enough food, so I'll go just eat a big salad or a bunch of eggs with some eggplant curry or something like that, and I instantly feel better after I eat that meal. So one problem you may be having if your mood's suffering, especially when changing your diet, is not eating enough calories. Another problem is I'm huge on vegetables. You're trying to eat all these green leafy vegetables and you just hate them. They just taste horrible. You don't want to eat vegetables. You hate anything green. You don't want to do it. If you hate vegetables, I want to ask you if you crave sweet or spicy foods. If those are the only foods you like to you enjoy eating, in Julia Ross's book, The Mood Cure, she talks about how people that hate vegetables can be deficient in zinc. If you really hate eating vegetables, even after eating them for a while, your taste buds don't readjust, it could be you're deficient in zinc. You can try taking 50 milligrams of zinc every day for a month and see if the vegetables start to taste better. Let's say you hate the prep time, you hate washing vegetables, preparing them, cutting them. You don't want to deal with the whole time-consuming process of eating healthy. How I would handle this is each Sunday, I would make food for at least 3 days in advance. I'd get a big salad together in a huge bowl, just throw it in the fridge so I can just grab a handful of that and start putting it in the Tupperware before I went to work. I'd prepare the meat. I'd prepare my food in just one chunk of time so you're not sitting there cleaning up, putting away every day, which uses up too much of your precious time. If you want some instant veggies, you can eat celery, you can eat snap peas, you can eat cherry tomatoes, you can even eat raw cucumber like it was an apple. There's a lot of vegetables you can eat that you don't have to prepare and spend all that time with. Another thing is you're eating the vegetables, you're eating the protein and the healthy fats, but you're kind of eating really at random times or when you're stressed out and you still don't feel so good. So it's best to eat your meals regular times throughout the day. Try to keep it consistent. Eat your breakfast, lunch, dinner, or eat four meals throughout the day. Eat your snacks at certain times and try and eat them when you're not so stressed, because if you're eating them regularly, it's going to keep your blood sugar stable, keep your moods happier. Another issue is when you start eating healthy, your family and friends might start giving you crap. You go, they have a big cake, you don't want a slice of cake, they might give you some problems with that. For me, it took a while, but I mean, if you just start eating healthier, if you just make the decisions and don't really have to, just don't defend yourself, people will just accept it after a while. They just see you as the person that, yeah, he's eating healthier. And one of my jobs, I was actually known as the lentils guy. Every time I eat, people would, they'd look over and they'd go, lentils? And it was true, because I was eating a lot of lentils at work because it was so easy to make in the morning, and I knew it was a healthy meal that was going to give me energy throughout the day. So a lot of times for lunch, I would just eat a bunch of lentils. I was known as the lentils guy, and I don't care, because I'd rather be the lentils guy than be the depressed guy, right? So it's a lot better to just start eating healthy, and they start giving you crap for it. Just keep eating, keep being healthy, and they'll start to leave you alone, even if they call you the lentils guy. Last thing with that, too, is a lot of people, after a while, you mean, if your body starts improving, your energy's going up, you're lasting throughout the day, you're not eating crap, people might actually stop and ask you, hey, what are you doing? Because while they're eating their Snickers, they're feeling hungry, depressed, you're feeling energetic and happy. After a while, people will start to respect it. Another thing is, a lot of people might slip when they're eating out. They like go eat out and they say, there's all this stuff on the menu, but I can't eat any of it. What do I do? Here, you can order a sandwich without the bread. I've done it before, and every place I've ever asked for this always does it. Instead of eating the main meal, you can order a bunch of sides of salads or soups. A lot of places, they'll kind of give you this weird, small, almost decorative thing they call vegetables, like a little piece of celery and some arugula. You can ask them to, hey, could you please triple the vegetables, please? And they'll come out with a lot more vegetables than normally that they do. Usually they don't charge you when you ask for them to triple the vegetables either. So a lot of times they bring out food before the food. You can ask them to triple the vegetables. Just like eating a sandwich out the bread, you can ask for, hey, just give me a hamburger patty, or ask for the chicken and then get a side salad, order a salad with that and just combine the two and eat it that way. Last but not least, if you are fine eating eggs are the perfect way. They're really cheap too. Ask for a bunch of eggs when you go eat out. Here in Thailand, it's actually funny. People take pictures of me because my friend taught me how to say order eggs in Thai, because he had depression and he actually cured a lot of his problems with eating right. So the big thing he does is he order eggs everywhere he goes. So another thing you can do is order eggs. Really healthy meal, really cheap. Everywhere has eggs. Eat a lot of eggs when you eat out. Big thing when eating out, ask how it was prepared. See if they use any weird oils or sugar. One of the first things I learned in Thai was how to ask for no sugar added. You don't want MSG or sugar added to any of your foods. I mean, a lot of the times I would eat out and I always was able to eat healthy. I mean, I go to Chipotle, I would just eat a salad without the tortilla, got a lot of vegetables, some beans, some sour cream, and healthy meat in there. It's really easy once you just know what to ask for, ask how it was prepared, and just avoid the gluten, the sugar, the starches. Eating out then becomes really fun. You still might say, hey, even after all this, I'm not deficient in zinc. I've been eating for like this for a month. My taste buds have changed a little bit, but it still doesn't taste as good as what I want it to taste like. Instead of sugar, you can use artificial sweeteners such as xylitol or stevia. Instead of regular salt, you can use Himalayan sea salt. And here's the kicker. I didn't mention in the other videos about herbs and spices, but herbs and spices not only are super healthy for you, make you feel a lot better, but they make the food taste awesome. I used to put turmeric on everything, lentils, salads, chicken, beef. I put turmeric on everything, made it taste awesome, and it's good for you. So all the herbs, spices, I mean Himalayan sea salt, some xylitol, your food's going to taste just as good as anything else out there, if not better. So I've included a lot of worksheets with this module, a lot of list of foods you can eat if you're not quite sure. Make sure you increase your saturated fats, your healthy fats, your proteins, your vegetables, eat some fruits. In case you want to learn more, there's some more resources you can check out, such as The Diet Cure by Julia Ross, Johnny Bowden, you can check out his blog. You can check out his book, 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth. Johnny Bowden is one of the nutritionists I trust. He's not biased in any way. He just looks at the facts, tells you what's healthy for you. Main thing is avoid all the low-fat crap. Avoid eating the starchy foods. Avoid the sugar. Eat whole, real foods. They don't taste good. Put some turmeric on there. Add some xylitol. Put some Himalayan sea salt. When you eat out, ask for no bread. Triple the veggies. It's really easy and it actually becomes quite fun and really enjoyable once you start eating healthy, because energy is going to be up, you're not going to be depressed, you're going to look better, feel better, your taste buds change, everything will taste awesome. If you have any other questions, let me know. Nutrition can kind of be a complex concept, but at the very least, just keep it simple. Keep the protein high, healthy fats high, vegetables high. I'll see you later.